Our next Universities of Distinction presentation will be from the University of North Florida. President Szymanski, you and your team are recognized for your presentation. Thank you. You will have 15 minutes total, 10 minutes for your presentation, 5 for discussion. Thank you.
Thanks, Governor Jordan. First, we begin to thank you all for the support that you've given us in terms of our institution. So the fact that we got an LBR approval last year was really important to the success of our institution. Really did a great deal of help for our morale. So it's part of my messaging going forward, and it has been throughout the institution as the Board of Governors is supportive of our institution, and it makes a world of difference. So I want to begin by thanking you all for all your support. What did we do? So it's about student success, and we took a three-pronged approach. It's about scholarships, it's about faculty, and it's about services. We put $2.5 million as an institution towards additional scholarships. We also took some of the money from the LBR, another $1.1 million, and put it towards scholarships. We were the most expensive institution in the state. We hadn't put an emphasis on raising money, helping our students create affordable education. So we are now reducing the cost of education tremendously, and so that's important to us. It's also about hiring faculty. So we have the opportunity to hire faculty in strategic areas of emphasis, and that's critical to our success. So we're hiring people in accounting, we're hiring them in education, mental health, exercise science, physical therapy, and we're also doing it in terms of the engineering school and our computing sciences. It allows us to hire in a cluster, which is really important for retention. It's not only important for attraction, but it's important for retention, so that's important to us. And the third prong of that is learning from our partners and our fellow colleagues at FSU and what they do to make sure that students come and they stay and they graduate. It's about the services that we can provide them. We're creating something we call precision advising and precision and consulting, as well as precision teaching. It's really about understanding who our students are, what their needs are, and making sure that we service them very effectively. So it's about adapting to the students and making sure that they have a great experience, so they would not want to go anywhere else, but also making sure that they graduate within 4 years. So these funds have been extremely important to us. We continue to hire. We're going through the hiring process this year in terms of the faculty. But these are difference makers and transformational experiences for us. So I want to thank you for that. Any questions with respect to the LBR? Okay. So then our next topic is our University of Distinction. So we're having a really good time with this, by the way. So I don't know if anybody else is, but we're having a really good time with our Universities of Distinction proposal. So it's something we call the UNF Med Next. It's kind of simple. It began really with a Board of Trustees question to me as the president saying, you know, I think you guys could really use a med school. And I'm going, I think I understand my Board of Governors. I don't think that's really going to happen. So like the chances are like slim and none. But it's a really interesting problem because we can do things in the healthcare area outside of having a med school. So if you look at our situation analysis and you look at our environment, a couple simple things. President Robinson did a great job talking about workforce shortages with respect to healthcare and healthcare professionals. And so you look at our area, we have a lot of healthcare within the immediate Jacksonville area. Huge workforce shortages. What's some of our core competencies? It's around nursing, it's around rehabilitation, it's around counseling. So you think about, we got shortages, we got competencies. And then we also have a new innovation and entrepreneurship center. And within that entrepreneurship and innovation center that we just started, we had 118 proposals come through in our very first call for proposals. And 20% of those were in the health field. And that was without sort of making that a priority, just naturally occurring. So there's an innovation economy that's beginning to emerge in Jacksonville around healthcare and healthcare facilities and technology. And then back to looking at who's in Jacksonville. So when you have like the Mayo Clinic and MD Anderson, Baptist Hospital, Memorial Hospital, Brooks Rehab, and you kind of go on and on and on, it's a real hub and something that can really not only distinguish our region, but distinguish our state from other states in the country. So it's a pretty important priority for us. And then number five, I listen to what the blog says. And so they talk about healthcare all the time, talking about nursing shortages of all kinds of nurses. We also talk about counseling and different kinds of counseling, behavioral counseling, addictive counseling. And kind of the new thing that's really important is counseling for physicians. And so then you also think about rehab. And so we're also trying to put all these things together because we want to have a national impact. So we got ranked for the very first time nationally by the U.S. News and World Report. And so for us, it's a real inflection point. So now we start talking about should we be a top 100 institution and those kinds of things. But what we want to do is we want to make sure we carry our weight within the system. If we're part of the number one system in the country, then we have to play a big role in making sure that we continue to be the number one state system in the country. So we're looking for things that are impactful. So our problem is, how do we take a leadership role, how do we solve a need, and how do we do it uniquely, because we're uniquely UNF. And so the concept was this, as I sat around thinking about what could we do, was this MedNex concept, which really kind of a spoke and a hub kind of a concept. The hub kind of concept is bringing all the healthcare kinds of disciplines that we have as an institution together in one place, and then reaching out to the people in the communities, and also having those communities be partners in terms of the educational process. So we think about us, and we think about what we can do, and we think about all the outreach. So the map is kind of a nice way of visualizing this, where you take UNF, you put it at the center, and you realize that there's all these entities that we could reach out to. Some of the unique features as we talk about this, you know, there's going to be academic disciplines, there'll be healthcare providers, there's also municipalities that want to get involved in this, which is kind of really interesting. And then we have academic institutions. We can partner with the other SUS institutions, 2+2 institutions, high schools, in terms of creating pathways to healthcare. And some of the other unique features of it, it's a full scholarship program is what we're proposing, because we want to retain the talent within the state. So a full scholarship program, the understanding is you come and then you stay and you work. We can have unique partners, unique instruction. You could get a certificate from Mayo in terms of patient services. Nobody else could do that. And you start thinking about those badges and you think about why would people want to come and why would they want to stay? And how can we attract students from other parts of the country who want to come to Florida to learn? Because you can do things that no one else does and get a certificate and you know, interacting with cancer patients from MD Anderson and so on. He's going to kind of do this, and all of a sudden becomes kind of unique and kind of cool. And by the way, people want to play. And so there's an expansive set of disciplines: nursing, rehab, genetic addiction counseling, nutrition sciences, engineering, analytics. Mayo wants their people to have data analytics. All the hospitals want data analytics. So analytics becomes an important component of it. All of a sudden, philosophy becomes important because we start teaching about ethics. Except, I mentioned a little bit about some of the partners, the academic institutions, the healthcare enterprises, and then local, state, national governments. Support for our priorities in terms of the SUS priorities, attainment goals, retention of healthcare graduates, partnerships with SUS institutions, 2+2 programs, and as I mentioned, we can also think about dual enrollment and targeted towards healthcare. Current partnerships, we put letters in front of you. People want, again, sort of people want to participate. There's letters from Mayo, Brooks Rehab, Advent Health, Memorial, City of Jacksonville, City of Palm Coast, Daytona State, Florida State, and even John Hopkins said, can we play too? And so that was unsolicited. And so we have all these things that are going on. So quickly, and to finish, and hopefully I'm finishing within time, our budget requests, you see the left hand, it's a total budget request of $12 million this year. Half of it's recurring, half of it's non-recurring. Major categories, faculty positions, professional administration, scholarships. And then also SimLab equipment in terms of building out the facilities to make sure that we can properly train people. Some of the year one performance metrics are articulated partnerships with healthcare providers, academic institutions, cities, municipalities. ROI to the state, talent retention, employer attraction, economic impact of innovation hubs, startups. Longer term metrics, kind of more classical metrics, number of graduates, quality of graduates passing professional exams, placement rates, and then number of healthcare startups. So we're excited, because when we talk to people, it truly is, what can we do, and how can we do this, and how can we partner, and how can we better partner? So it has this huge organic growth, and it's just a concept at this point in time, you know, but we can work on it and implement it relatively quickly. But it's exciting for us as an institution. I think it's exciting for some of our communities. So thank you.
Thank you, President Szymanski. Thank you for your enthusiasm and forward-thinking vision and a way to solve that issue without having a medical school. I think this is fantastic. Any comments, Governor Kitson?
Thank you for enjoying it, too.
Yeah,
I don't see anybody else in here with long faces. You got a smile. This is awesome. I
think it's, is great.
I know. I love it. This is exactly what, and matching the needs of Northeast Florida is just spot on. So great job. Great thought process. Really love where you're headed with this. You know, with the entire concept of UNF MedNex. I'm just curious, so you've been working with the community, reaching out. Mm-hmm. Have there been any sort of unique talents or anything that's kind of surprised you that you kind of need to gear up for at UNF to fulfill some unique jobs that that they're asking for?
Well, you know, the interesting part is that when you talk to the healthcare providers, they all have different needs. So it's not just one thing. And so I think the thing that you're seeing more and more is really around the analytics part of this and how can we ramp up with this, but also the partnering with respect to the innovation part. Med technology are things that we can ramp up as we move forward. But it's becoming a competitive imperative now for healthcare professionals and administrators to have an analytics background. So it's kind of interesting.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments?
Governor Huizenga.
Quick ones.
Yes, Governor Huizenga.
Will the Palm Coast expansion require site approval by the board here?
Yeah, at some point in time, it's a Type 3 campus, but it's not going to impact our SACS accreditation. So we would come back to you as we build this and get your approval,
okay.
Seek your approval.
One other quick question.
Sure.
Love the plan. I think it's great. Can you work on some metrics of how we might measure it again so that we can present those to the legislature and say, it's great, and here's how we're going to measure this really innovative, big program that we're putting in the Northeast Florida?
Sure. I think we can work on some ROI economic impact data so that you have tangible numbers. That's
great.
Okay.
Well done.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor Jordan.
So at this time, I will entertain the following motion: that the committee recommend the University of North Florida's 2020-2021 legislative budget request as qualifying as a Universities of Distinction proposal to the Budget and Finance Committee, excluding those sections of the request that require any additional regulatory or procedural review or approval pursuant to law or board regulations, and defer any action on the amount of funding requested to that committee. Do I hear a motion?
Moved.
Second.
So
moved. Thank you. Hearing a second, is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions, objections? Hearing none, the motion passes.
Thank you, Governors.
Thank you, President Szymanski.